The Story of Daniel the Prophet by Stephen N. Haskell. Narrated by Timothy Turner. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel chapter 12, verse 13. Published by the Review and Herald Publishing Company, Battle Creek, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Toronto, Ontario, and Atlanta, Georgia. Entered according to Act of Congress in the year 1901 by Stephen N. Haskell in the Office of the Librarian of Congress, Washington, D.C. Author's Preface. The world is flooded with fictitious reading of all grades. The unreal is presented in the most fascinating style, while too often the living truths taken from God's Word are presented in a heavy, somber style. The Bible is the most interesting of all books. It is adapted to every mind. In the story of Daniel the prophet, a few of the interesting facts in regard to God's dealings with His people have been gathered into a simple narrative. The book is the result of much prayerful study. It is sent forth with an earnest prayer that in the hands of the parents, it may be the means of making the study of the Bible in the family a blessing to young and old, and that the teacher in the schoolroom may see precious rays of light flashing from its pages, pointing both teacher and pupil to the great divine teacher. God grant that as it falls into the hands of the careless and unbelieving, they may be influenced to read, and as they read may behold the beauty of our God, and be led to worship toward His holy temple. We trust that while its simplicity will attract many who might not be inclined to read a deep argumentative treatise, the most studious will find food for thought, and thus become better acquainted with the character of our Heavenly Father. Those who wish to enter into a more comprehensive study will find that the marginal references open up many veins of precious ore in the deep mines of God's Word. We earnestly pray that even the skeptic may not cast it aside, but that he may give it a careful reading, and while tracing the fulfilled prophecy in the history of the world, learn to prize the Word of God. Throughout the entire book, the special providence of God over those who are faithful to Him is brought out in clear contrast to the fate of those who ignore His guiding hand. The truth is the same, whether in the history of nations or individuals. As the story of Daniel the prophet goes forth on its mission of love for the great Master, may it prove a blessing to all classes, young and old, rich and poor, learned and unlearned. S. N. Haskell.